The Arkansas legislature meets again today after yesterday's holiday. The state's private option plan of expanding Medicaid with the federal health law is currently the top issue. Amendments have been made to its funding bill in committee, and now it's waiting for a vote from the House and the Senate. Chris Hickey is covering the legislative session for KUAR News and joins us. Chris, what is the plan's standing going into this second week?
Well, thanks, Nathan, for having me. The future of the private option remains just about as uncertain as it was last week and in the few months or so leading up to the fiscal session. House Speaker Davy Carter says he's pretty confident there are 75 votes in the House to pass the appropriations bill, although the vote count in the House seems to fluctuate on a daily basis. On the Senate side, however, that's where passage of the reauthorization looks the least certain. There are 9 senators out of the 35, all Republicans, who appear adamantly opposed to refunding the program, putting that chamber about 1 vote shy of passage.
The Speaker of the House has said his chamber will vote on it several times if need be. How about the Senate? Will it vote multiple times?
Well, in the Senate, again, passage looks the least certain, so probably, but what it will really take is one of those 9 senators to essentially change his or her mind about the program to get that 75% approval. Senate Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux, Republican from Russellville, said last week he really doesn't know how they'll get the vote, and I imagine it will involve a lot of arm twisting and persuasion tactics.
How have the amendments changed things in terms of political support for the plan?
That, again, is unclear. A couple of amendments were presented before lawmakers last week, first in the Joint Budget Subcommittee on Special Language, one by Republican State Representative Nate Bell of MENA, who, by the way, remains a very vocal opponent of the private option, would essentially bar any state agency from doing any outreach or advertising to inform people about the private option or the federally run health insurance marketplace where people shop for insurance plans. He basically presented it as a sort of compromise for those who adamantly oppose the program, saying that in the context of the fiscal session, there's very little that legislators can actually do to change things policy-wise. And he said they'd have to wait until the regular session next year to really change things. Whether or not that's gained more Republican support for reauthorizing funds for the plan this year is still up in the air. There hasn't been an opponent who's publicly reversed their position since the amendment was applied. On the other hand, a lot of Democrats have since expressed serious misgivings about supporting a bill that excludes the promotional efforts, as the amendment's intent is basically to slow down enrollment of the program. So you can see why they'd think that.
How might these amendments change the private option itself?
Well, in addition to the amendment barring advertising, and by the way, it also would eliminate healthcare navigators that assist people in signing up for coverage on the marketplace. Other amendments, one sponsored by Republican State Representative John Burris, who's one of the key architects of the private option. His amendments would set target dates for implementing 3 new aspects of the program. 2 of these were already in the original law passed last spring, they being mainly the creation of health savings accounts for enrollees and increasing the cost-sharing burden for enrollees. The amendments would set hard dates for seeking the federal waivers. The state would have to seek the federal waivers in September, and if they aren't approved by December, the amendments state that a drawdown on the private option would have to begin, which would eliminate the program by February 1. Another new aspect that Arkansas would seek to implement under these amendments would be to create a state plan for providing non-emergency transportation for enrollees. This wasn't in the original law, and details are still being worked out. And it was one of the wraparound benefits included in the original law, but Arkansas here would be following the lead of Iowa, which sought a similar waiver on non-emergency transportation for the federal government in a similar private option plan that their legislature passed. And that also would have a deadline shared by the 2 other changes mentioned previously.
Chris Hickey is covering the Arkansas legislative session for KUAR News. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.